Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Our lead today is about security in AI coding agents. Researchers found sandbox escape vulnerabilities in Cursor, OpenAI's Codex, Google's Gemini CLI, and Antigravity. The attack worked by writing a file to disk, like a config or script that a trusted tool later reads and executes. Bleeping Computer reports most vendors have now patched the issues.
The risk is real for any team using these agents in a normal development setup, where they have write access to the project directory. The researchers showed that an agent could plant a malicious file that a build tool or linter later runs, breaking out of its isolated environment. That's why this coordinated disclosure got attention. 40%. According to Cloudflare data cited by the New York Times, human traffic to business sites across many industries fell about 40% between June 2025 and April 2026. It's a concrete measure of how AI-powered search is pulling users away from the open web.
In legal news, Reuters reports a U.S. judge has approved a $15 billion settlement for Anthropic in a copyright lawsuit. The full terms weren't immediately disclosed, but the settlement is one of the largest so far in the wave of AI training data litigation. It could set a benchmark for other pending cases against major AI labs.
Turning to competition, The Verge covers Chinese AI firms Moonshot and Alibaba. Moonshot unveiled Kimi K3 this week, and Alibaba previewed Qwen 3.8. Both claim performance close to top U.S. models like GPT 5.6 and Claude Fable 5, and they're taking an open weight approach. Moonshot says it will release Kimi K3's full model weights publicly next week. That contrasts with the guarded release strategies of leading U.S. labs, potentially accelerating adoption and fine-tuning by developers outside China.
The UK AI Security Institute published analysis showing the gap in cybersecurity capabilities between powerful open-weight and proprietary models is shrinking. It's now down to about 4 to 7 months. The Institute warns that defenders have a short window before today's frontier hacking capabilities become widely accessible without the safeguards that proprietary labs use.
And finally, a signal of AI's hardware demand. Bloomberg reports South Korea's chip exports for the first 20 days of July jumped 180% year over year to $22.1 billion, driven by AI-related demand. Memory chips, crucial for AI training and inference, accounted for the bulk of that growth. The data suggests sustained global demand for AI infrastructure, even as competition intensifies. One thing to try is testing different model mixes in multi-agent workflows. A team at Cursor had a swarm of AI agents rebuild SQLite in Rust from its manual, and the project passed its test suite.
The interesting detail was cost varied by 15 times depending on which mix of models they used. So if you're chaining agents for a coding task, run a quick pilot with different model combinations. You might find a much more economical setup without sacrificing quality. That's Compact Conversations for Monday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.